It was a fantastic night last night. Australia's got right behind the Socceroos. Just an amazing performance. Had a wonderful tournament all up. And they're going to be in the final, and we cannot wait. And there's no doubt about it. If there's any tickets left, they will go over the next couple of days. We've got to speak to the main man. Ange, congratulations on your team's performance last night. What a wonderful start.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was a perfect start. A couple of goals early and kind of settled the nerves a little bit. And from then on, particularly in the second half, the boys did a professional job just to finish it off.
It was wonderful that it wasn't just Timmy Cahill. We've fallen in love with him for a decade, and of course he has been so brilliant for you and past managers as well. But the simple fact is that he didn't get on the score sheet, even though he played well. That was a nice tonic for the team too.
Yeah, look, it just gives the boys a bit of belief. Obviously, Timmy's a fantastic player, and again, when we needed him in this tournament, he stood up. And we've had 10 different goal scorers, including the two young guys tonight, who got their first goals for their country. So, yeah, it's great to share the load around. It means that if Timmy didn't score last night, he's probably got one in his locker for Saturday night, which is a good thing.
Mm. And it's been a competition of upsets, but I think the one constant is, I think we all agree that Australia were going to be in the final against South Korea, but we probably didn't predict that.
Yeah, look, we've been pretty consistent. You're right. Our performances and all, and even the game we lost against Korea in the group stage, I thought we were probably the better side in terms of performance. We just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. But Korea are traditionally one of the powerhouses of Asian football. They haven't won one for a while, and they haven't conceded a goal yet. So pretty tough team to crack, but it's almost a perfect setup. The team that hasn't conceded them against the team that scored the most, which is us. So it should be a great matchup.
Yeah, they are a great side. But think back to 2002, and they made the final four under Hiddink, and they were known that as a great attacking side and skillful, and like a lot of the Asian teams, a fast team. But as you said before, mate, that defence, it's been watertight. How are you going to break it down?
Yeah, no, they are. They're pretty resilient, as you said, hard to break down. But, we've been pretty hard to stop. And even in the game we played against them, we created a number of opportunities on that night. And, we're going to play the game to them. There won't be any secrets about how we approach things. We'll be the ones attacking and trying to break them. And, with 80,000 behind us, hopefully they'll be enough to get us over the line.
Yeah, that's the next question, mate. What's your message to all the fans who are attending the game on the weekend on Saturday night? What are you going to say to all the fans? You've got the app and mic right now.
Oh, mate, just make as much noise as possible. We've got a pretty young group of players, and they've grown through this tournament, and the excitement around the team has been fantastic. And in the final, it's going to come down to some key moments, and with the crowd behind us, hopefully that's enough to get us over the line.
And you've got a young squad there now. You've been able to really refresh it. A lot of A-League boys as well. And I think everyone now playing in the A-League and overseas realise that if they play well enough, you're going to pick them. How much have you enjoyed the ride, mate? It's still very early days for you. So much success at A-League level. But I don't know, just last night you just seemed so comfortable and so happy. Was that a bit of a turning point for you? You feel very much part of that role now?
I felt it all along, but it's as a coach, what you really need is for your players to get the rewards for the hard work they've done, and then the belief grows. And I've had a pretty tough trot since the World Cup because we decided to really expand our playing base and throw a lot of young guys in and give them some experience, and we've had inconsistency. But coming into this tournament, I had a great belief in this group of players, and they've stood up well. So as a coach, you're pleased about that, but we still got one to go, mate.
Yeah.
The cigars are still in the box till Saturday night.
Ange, congratulations, mate, once again. But just before we go, I just want to ask you about Timmy Cahill. Do you think he's the greatest Socceroo we've had, given his consistency and the important goals he scored over a long period of time?
Oh, mate, it's a hard one for me to judge, but I just think that, if you got the ball and you're going to put it in the box, there is no player in the world right now that I'd rather have than Timmy Cahill on the end of it, mate. He's unbelievable and a great ambassador for our game. He's a fantastic guy, as you guys probably know, but he's just got this infectious quality on the field. You forget he's 35, he could be 18. And as I said, in the penalty box, absolutely still world class. And he's still got a few in him. I really believe that as I keep pushing him, he's still got some special moments ahead, hopefully starting on Saturday night.
You don't want Messi or Ronaldo or anyone else?
One-on-one in the box, mate. I'll take Timmy any time.
Good on you,
Ange. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on getting to the final. But like you say, one more game to win, and we'll look forward to being there on Saturday night. for you to hold up the trophy, mate. All the best.
Yeah, good on you guys. Have a good day.
It's the girl team.